From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 24th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what role conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election could mean in the race to become the next Illinois Attorney General. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Gun rights groups in Illinois are hopeful a U.S. Supreme Court decision yesterday will open the door for more Second Amendment rights in the state. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The court's decision saying Americans have a right to carry guns in public will not directly impact Illinois' concealed carry laws. In Illinois, authorities must issue a concealed carry permit if a person meets the requirements, unlike in other states where there's more discretion. John Bach with Guns Save Life is hopeful judges will now reassess Illinois' gun laws, including the requirement of a firearm owner's identification card.
Imagine having to pay a licensing fee to attend church or to read a book. That's how we look at the FOID card and its unconstitutionality.
Gun Save Life has challenged the FOID Act in local and state courts. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul met with Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democratic state attorneys general yesterday to talk about abortion rights. This decision came as the U.S. Supreme Court gets ready to possibly overturn Roe v. Wade. Raoul says Illinois has been bracing for a post-Roe world, and the privacy of patients seeking care is a big concern.
The question is, as being ready for everything that folks may do in unfriendly states to try to make it difficult for women to keep their privacy.
Depending on the court's decision, Raoul says his office is preparing for all kinds of litigation based on what surrounding states do. He points to Missouri, where leaders have proposed a measure to make it illegal for residents to cross into Illinois to receive abortion care. With less than a week until the primary in Illinois, things are heating up. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, the buzz in the 15th Congressional District is centered around a rally this weekend with former President Donald Trump and Congresswoman Mary Miller.
Former President Trump is coming to the Quincy area for a rally on Saturday in support of Mary Miller. Miller faces fellow Congressperson Rodney Davis in the 15th District Republican primary. Rick Wilson is the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, a Republican anti-Trump group. Wilson says the rally could be a tipping point for Miller's campaign.
That does drive a lot of engagement. That does drive a lot of pushing, you know, toward with base voters.
Davis has been critical of Trump at times, but he also served as co-chair for his Illinois re-election campaign. Despite missing out on Trump's endorsement, Davis says he's proud of working with the former president. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how 2020 election conspiracy theories are playing a role in the race to become the next Illinois Attorney General. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Three Republicans are running in next week's primary election for Illinois Attorney General. The winner will challenge the current attorney general in the fall election, Democrat Kwame Raoul. A Sun-Times WBEZ poll finds the majority of Republicans in Illinois have become captivated by an anti-democratic conspiracy theory about the 2020 presidential election. Patrick Smith looks at what this means for the race for Illinois attorney general.
In November 2020, former Cook County prosecutor David Shostokas testified before the Pennsylvania State Senate. In livestream footage, he's seated at a long table in front of a microphone with a mostly supportive crowd seated behind him.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Shostokas. I'm an attorney, licensed to practice law in Illinois and Florida.
Shostakis was there as part of the Lawyers for Trump group alongside Rudy Giuliani, and he was pushing the disproven claims that the voting and vote counting process in the 2020 election was somehow improper.
Then they take them and put them someplace, and I have no idea. And then the secrecy envelopes would go to another slicing machine, and that'd be sliced open. We had really no concept of what was going on.
Now, Shostakis is running for Illinois Attorney General. He says his past work on election legitimacy helped inspire his run. A recent Sun-Times WBEZ poll showed Shostakis is in last place among the Republican candidates. However, it also found that most likely Republican voters haven't made up their minds yet on the race. That same poll found 2/3 of likely Republican voters in Illinois do not believe Joe Biden was legitimately elected president. That's something Shostakis hopes will swing the undecided voters his way.
We're very optimistic that that'll be the case.
The legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election is not an open question. More than 60 lawsuits filed by people loyal to former President Donald Trump failed to turn up evidence of election impropriety. Trump's faithful attorney general and his own daughter say he lost. But Tom DeVore, a downstate attorney who is ahead of Shostakis in the poll, gave a similar answer to his primary opponent when asked about whether Biden was legitimately elected.
Well, if anybody's going to answer that question to you honestly, you're going to say, I don't know.
DeVore says he was inspired to run by his crusade against Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID mitigation executive orders. He says the governor overstepped his authority.
I think the attorney general had an obligation to step forward and say this is not how we govern and that we need to get back to doing things the way they're supposed to do.
The third Republican running is Steve Kim. He's been endorsed by the Chicago Tribune and the Daily Herald, and he differs from his two opponents on the election issue.
Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and I do not see any evidence otherwise.
Our polling shows it's 2/3 of Illinois Republicans who do not believe the presidential election was legitimately decided. How do you win over those voters who disagree with you on what seems to be a very central issue to those voters?
I'm going to focus on the Office of Attorney General and what I can do here in Illinois as the Illinois Attorney General.
Kim says what voters he talks to care about is crime, corruption, and businesses leaving the state. DeVore and Shostakis both say they'd use the power of the office to investigate claims of voter fraud or other election issues here in Illinois. But former Maine Attorney General and Harvard lecturer James Tierney says all this talk about the 2020 presidential election is basically irrelevant.
Well, legally, even the next presidential election doesn't fall in the jurisdiction of an attorney general. Certainly the past one doesn't. But we live in a highly polarized world where, you know, some people really do believe the sun rises in the west. It has nothing to do with what that person would do once they were in office.
Tierney says the most important thing for a would-be attorney general is the ability to hire the right people and effectively manage a big office with a broad mandate, essentially to be a really good bureaucrat. But he says, as the state's chief legal officer, the attorney general is the second most important statewide elected official after the governor.
They have the capacity to set the legal framework, the moral framework for everyone. If the attorney general doesn't do it right, then we really can't expect anybody else to do it right. So it's a big deal.
The Republican candidates, Shostakis, DeVore, and Kim, face off in the primary election on June 28th. Democratic incumbent Kwame Raoul has no challenger in the primary. I'm Patrick Smith.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, and Patrick Smith. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good weekend.